Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, Friday, the 24th of September, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's there at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
And what magnificent day is it besides Friday?
Cherry's Jubilee Day.
Oh. Isn't that where you set your dessert on fire?
I think so.
Yeah, Linda's done that before.
Intentionally?
Well, yes, of course.
I'm not sure not exactly. If it was intentional.
I was just joking.
Okay, we're going to go with the weather today. We're going to get right to it because we have a lot to cover here. And, of course, we're going to give you fire updates because, we're under siege. So, 70 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be hot today with a high of 98. Mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 64. Saturday calls for sunny with a high of 90. Saturday night, overnight 60. Sunday, sunny with a high of 84. Monday, chance of showers with 80. And Tuesday, chance of showers and mostly sunny with a high of 75. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Now, let's get right to our pet of the week with our special guest. And who do we have this morning?
Hi, we have Sal with us today.
Sal, okay.
Now, are you Sal guys in, or did Sal bring you in this morning?
A little bit of both.
Did we? We weren't sure whether we were going to see you this morning because of all of the evacuations, and we know that you're a vital part of our community in so many ways. But also, when we have these tragic times with people having to evacuate and have their animals and some of the livestock they don't know what to do with. Tell us what's happening on your end as we keep everybody abreast. We're trying to adopt pets, forever homes, but at the same time, let's also put some awareness on what's happening with Haven Humane during the fires.
Yes. So, of course, whenever there is a disaster happening such as this, we always open our doors to helping board animals for anyone who is in a mandatory evacuation zone. So right now we do have a lot of pets coming in that we're holding on to.
Right. Yeah. And what does that look like? What does somebody have to do if they're listening to this show right now and they're maybe staying at a friend's house and they have their animals but they're not really sure? Like, gosh, you know, after a couple of days, maybe they can't get in for a week or two. And how do they go about doing that with Haven Humane if they need to find a space?
So a lot of people have been calling us, but, of course, they can just come on down and we'll get them situated.
Okay, that's just
great to hear. You have spots for them and everything.
Yeah.
If you have large animals, if you've got horses and such, goats and things like that that Haven can't take, just head on down to the Reading Rodeo Grounds. The Reading Rodeo Cowboys are out there helping people get their animals situated down at the rodeo grounds. They've got plenty of spaces there. You have to bring your own feed for the animals, but they've got water set up and all that also. So, but Sal is about, 50, 60 pounds, 70 pounds, 140 pounds?
Definitely more in the 50 to 60 range. But, yeah, he's 2 years old. He's a lab pit mix. As you can see, he has a lot of energy. He's zooming around.
Yeah, but he's laying down now. So it's the initial, wah! You know,
yeah,
like a child.
Yeah, exactly. But he does calm down. He's a really good dog. I think he would fit in with most families. He is good with other dogs, and he loves attention.
Mm-hmm.
He loves playing with toys. He's a very just classic family dog. He does have a lot of energy, so that would be good for anyone.
If you had a small child, he, not being mean or anything like that, but could hit him with his tail and knock him down. So you want probably kids, seven, around there, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But yeah, he is really nice and He loves being hugged. He loves being cuddled and whatnot. So,
oh, he's kind of crawling to your lap. That is
yeah,
cute.
Yeah, he kind of thinks he's a lap dog.
Yeah.
Well, he came in and he was all excited because it was like, oh, new place, and which is really cool when you think about the fact that he's not cowering. He's embracing a new environment.
Exactly.
That's important.
Yeah, he's definitely very confident, and he's actually been the dog that we've been taking to PetSmart often throughout the week, and he does really well there. They're there for about 4 hours, and he hangs out with them, and he's been doing really good at that, so he's also a good dog if you want to, like, take him around town or run errands with.
Well, this can be a great dog out for a walk, great dog for a run, great dog to climb into your lap like he's doing
Sal.
Now. You know what? He's oh.
Oh, my gosh. Now, you're definitely going to see that on YouTube right there.
If you can spot, yeah.
He's got white paws and a white little chest, and he's just a sweetheart crawling up like, you love me, don't you?
And he's got the black, but with a little bit of brindle on him. So if you're looking for a good family dog, you know, you're going to have a little room so he can get outside and run around, or you can take him with you for walks. This is a good look. This is a nice dog.
He's really nice. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
He would fit in a lot of places. He definitely loves a lot of attention, so if you're someone who has a super busy lifestyle, you're not home very often, it probably wouldn't be a very good match.
Right. The reason you can't hear Katrina now and then is because Sal's got his face in hers. So how do we do this?
So you can go ahead and give us a call if you'd like at 241-1653. And, of course, since Sal is Pet of the Week, no appointment necessary if you would like to come down and visit with him and see if maybe he'd be a good match for your family.
Okay. Thank you so much. And thanks so much for what Haven Humane does.
Of course.
Thank God the fire, we're going to do a fire update as soon as we're finished here or in this segment. But as we know, we've had a lot worse fires that have impacted on families and homes so far. And, it's, you know, even though it's 5% contained, let's just continue to pray that this thing doesn't go crazy. And on the big car fire, of course, you had 6 storefronts open down in Anderson at the mall down there to take in animals, and 1,000 volunteers. That was the best part.
Pretty incredible.
I love that. Anyway.
And coming up, we're going to talk about some of the schools that are closed. Yeah. But thank you so much with our special Pet of the Week.
Good luck, Sal.
All right. Some of the schools that are affected today that are going to be closed are Buckeye School of the Arts, Central Valley High School, Gateway Educational Options, Grand Oaks Elementary School, Mountain Lakes High School, Shasta Lake School, and, of course, Shasta College.
Shasta College closed yesterday afternoon, and I think they're going to open up again Monday.
So it's called all Gateway Unified School Districts are closed due to the mandatory evacuation orders, and hopefully will resume on Monday.
Right. Nearly 1,000 firefighters are working the 5,500-acre Fawn Fire. We were doing live updates until about 4:30 yesterday afternoon, and we had had no updates from anywhere for 2 hours.
You were here all day long
from
7 to 5 yesterday doing all the updates.
I think it's important that we be here as long as there's updates going on and letting people know. We were also standing by to help people if they needed to get out of there. Anyway, the fire has destroyed 25 structures. And this is as of about 5:30 this morning. And at least 4,000 residents are evacuated, with 30,000 residents are affected by the fire. The evacuation center, as we said many times yesterday, has been established at the First Church of the Nazarene at 2225 Bocelli Lane. There are 2,000 structures threatened by the fire, which is still only 5% contained as of this morning. Caused by a woman from Palo Alto who started this fire. I mean, allegedly started this fire out there. They had a photo of her. She didn't look like
whatever somebody's supposed to look like.
But
here's my deal, and I don't want to talk about it because I want to go after the break. I really want to, if you want to call in and tell us about where you are and what you're experiencing, I do want to talk about what they so call an arsonist. But also, before we take this break, I want you to know that if you want to sign up for Code Red notifications, you can sign up by texting the word Shasta, capital, 911 to the number 99411 to receive a mobile link on your cell phone.
Not a bad idea.
No. Code red notifications. So we'll talk more about that when we get back. Also, in the news today, a pedestrian was hit and killed on Highway 273 in Redding. And on the Crime Watch, officer sees more than 4,400 pot plants during raids.
Yep.
So and those are
also
other things.
Also, we're going to talk about the big announcement on Redding Rancheria. Hey, you know what? When we go down to Bastiani Arms, tell me, do you like trying out the guns? Because we buy our guns down at Bastiani Arms.
Well, I like the fact that, you know, it's nice to have a personal attention there, and they will help you to size something, that a firearm that's good for you, your size. The experts behind the counter will it's a very protective environment, and I appreciate that. So that's what you're talking about. It's not like you go and you shoot the gun there, but they let you
Run the action,
yes,
and all that. And not only that, like you said, the customer service is outstanding. They give discounts for veterans. And this is, they have all the accessories. They have all the optics, the ammunition. Bastiani Arms. John Bastiani has been in this business since we opened. He opened about the same time we did, and it's been a success. Bastiani Arms is located at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. And he is our firearms dealer of choice, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages. We have a big announcement from Redding Rancheria also.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Redding, Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up! Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:20 in the morning, 9:24, 72 degrees out there. Gosh, I'll get to the air quality index in a second. Cornerstone Community Bank has been our bank now for well over a year. We switched over to Cornerstone for a number of reasons. One, It's a local bank, just like we're a local business. They're very supportive of the things we do.
And let's talk about where, I mean, we were going to get into some of the meat and the potatoes here of what is going on. But let's talk about the fact, and we've all been, and we still are, and I don't know how long it's going to go on with COVID. I mean, we've been in our hell with COVID and fires here in the North State. So every day we just practice our patience and our kindness and, you know, keep the prayers going to just keep your head straight. But the PPP, when Cornerstone stepped up and really tried to make it work for local businesses with the PPP, that was our decision. Our decision-making moment of like, this is it. Make it easy for us as we're trying to navigate through the struggle and through trying to keep the doors open with the shutdowns of the COVID. Thank you, Cornerstone Community Bank. Many, many businesses say this behind your back and to your face. And I think those are important things.
Yeah, three branches, one at 500 Riverside Way, one right downtown at 1845 California Street, the main branch in the Cobblestone Shopping Center, and a new branch down in Anderson, bankcornerstone.com. 7:22 in the morning, press release from Redding Rancheria. Redding Rancheria is happy to announce that the United States Department of the Interior has formally reported in the Federal Register that it is renewing its consideration of the draft environmental impact statement for our I-5 casino relocation project. This is an important step in realizing our dream of a true destination resort in Shasta County. We recognize that it is the people and the natural beauty of our area that makes it so special to us all. We will proceed with this project mindful of creating something that does not detract from the beauty and creates economic opportunities for all Shasta County residents. The DEIS sets forth a myriad of things that the Redding Rancheria will do to mitigate any adverse off-reservation impacts from the development. The Redding Rancheria has already committed in writing to the Redding City Council to fully mitigate those impacts stated in the DEIS. We have also formally offered to take specific additional steps to provide assistance on other infrastructure projects, parklands, and social programs that will benefit all citizens of Redding and Greater Shasta County. That just came out, so that's big news.
So what I gather from that is that the Bureau of Indian, what is it called?
The Bureau of United States Department of the Interior.
Interior.
Right.
They are renewing.
They're reopening it. They're no longer paused.
Right. So they're reopening it, looking at it, evaluating it.
If they agree to it.
Yes.
Then that gives a green light to the Redding Rancheria, no matter, and I shouldn't say no matter, because they're taking into consideration the county and the city. But at that point, once the if the Department of the Interior says yes, everything is over except building at mm-hmm. that point. So, big news for Redding Rancheria. Now, you were really upset last night.
Well, I know I'm not alone here, and for those of you listening on this Friday morning, it's very unsettling for us to stand by on red alert and watch. And we have friends that have been evacuated, where, you know, they have had to leave behind a collectible. You can only take so much when you have to evacuate. Unless you are the people with the motorhomes and they've gone out with the motorhomes, but not everybody has a motorhome. So, you know, you take your jewelry, but you've collected things, you take your pets, you know, what you can take with you when you leave. But my thought in the fact that when you look at our neighborhoods burning and you think about the fact that this morning that there's 2,000 structures that are in harm's way, not to mention the fact that we don't even know yet what has burned and what has been saved. And our friends, our friends out there, right outside of Mountain Gate or right outside of Shasta Lake City has, you know, at one time had a 20-acre parcel that was her family, and then she's down to 5, but everything around her is burning. So, just the pins and needles of it. And my thought is that to call these people arsonists that set these fires, I think that that is a wrong terminology. And I think that we need to change that terminology. When people start a fire and it kills wildlife, it affects a community. You know, folks, when people were at work yesterday and they had to evacuate, that means that the workforce can't move forward. That means that people that are serving or people that are changing oil or people that are doing county work, they have to go home and grab their belongings. It means the community is turned upside down in a major catastrophe, a red alert catastrophe. In my opinion, these people who set these fires should be considered terrorists. They have terrorized. It's like a mass shooting. Although maybe a person hasn't been killed, the spirit, the livelihood, their homes, their belongings, they killed them. Those people should be considered to be put in life sentences as terrorists, not arsonists, terrorists.
Okay. Hey, air quality index today is 8. Believe it or not, with the bonfire going, the air quality index is really good today. A couple other things that has happened. If I just read some headlines here, it is unbelievable. Fredo Cuomo, brother of Governor Cuomo, who had to resign his position as governor of New York because of sexual harassment and a number of other things, has been accused now by a veteran producer with proof that Cuomo grabbed her butt at a party and without her permission while her husband is there. She said her husband didn't see it. Well, in my opinion, when the husband, if that happened, and if somebody did that to you, and I saw that, and it was not something that, I mean, I know you can handle yourself, and you know, and you could probably make that person feel really bad for doing that. But anyway, so now Chris Cuomo, who's also got hammered because he was helping his brother come up with statements to try and cover his lecherous butt. Chris Cuomo under fire now. Revolt over the White House plan to unleash the IRS on American bank accounts. In case you don't know what that means, is they're trying to get permission that every time that you make a $600 move on your money in your account, not $6,000, not $60,000, not $600,000, but $600, the IRS needs to know about it. I mean, come on, what's that going to do to smaller banks, the local banks, just like Cornerstone, that now they have to keep track of every movement of money, $600. I mean, they're already keeping track of my debit card. Obviously, I can't go over $1,200 on my debit card unless I have permission. But I understand what that's for. But $600, now the IRS is into your accounts and checking on you for $600. It is totally over the top. The border, they have restricted the use of horses in Del Rio area. And here is a perfect example, my friends, before we take our break here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a perfect example of the media looking at something, and instead of doing any research, they leap at it and say the Border Patrolmen were whipping people. Now think about this. And of course, the visual is a Border Patrolman on a horse pushing back Haitians how in the heck did we get 12,000 Haitians in one spot in Del Rio, Texas? Anyway, you've got to ask yourself. But they were trying to push them back across the river, keep them from coming across, and they're using horses for that. Well, they took one photo of a Border Patrolman holding his reins, and that immediately became whipping people. I mean, even the head of the Border Patrol said, now, wait a minute, or Department of Homeland Security, wait a minute, that's not what happened. But then after the Biden administration said, oh, we're just, you know, this is horrible, he changed. He said, well, we're going to have to look at this. And, of course, Kamala Harris, the vice president, goes bonkers over it, not knowing what happened. Has she ever even been on a horse? The reins are used on the horse for two reasons. It's to control the horse. But for this, you can watch them. They're twirling the reins to keep people away, and they do it around the horse, but also to control the horse so the horse doesn't run into somebody. The whole thing is made up, and now they're pulling the horses off the border they're suspending it until they can do this investigation. This is so ludicrous, it's almost,
well, that's the society that we've created.
Indicative of this presidency.
Well, what happens, and again, for anybody who's been on a horse, is that why you're trying to put a horse is a 1,200-pound animal that can be lethal. So the guy on the horse has split reins. Split reins means those are two leather straps. And what he's doing, he's trying to do his job, but at the same time he's trying to keep people away from this 1,200-pound beast that can either roll over him, kill him, or roll over somebody else. And I think, again, this is another travesty of our media.
Not doing their job.
That people who do this kind of thing, and that's like a wildfire, you know, don't get me going today. Because what you do is you pass information that just screws up the whole operation. Why are all these Haitians being allowed? They've got to be vetted. They have to be vetted. Yes, we'll open our board. We'll let them come in at a reasonable rate.
Well,
but
maybe,
vet them.
Maybe.
Do they have COVID shots? Should they
no,
be vaccinated?
They don't have.
Who are the people? What is their history?
Why are they here?
Well, because
I understand what's happened down in Haiti. That's not the point. It's like everyone. If your kids have to wear a mask and you have to be vaccinated to go into a theater and show your proof of this, how come thousands, tens of thousands of illegals are coming across the border and they're not vaccinating them? They're not holding them and vaccinating them or even checking them. In fact, they're just moving them into the interior where we're already having a problem with COVID. The whole thing is a travesty on the Biden administration. Even Democrats are just kind of like covering their face and going, oh. We're going to take a break here. About, let me see, 14 years ago, maybe 13 years ago, I went to Crackmaster. I went to Jeff Wurst over at Crackmaster. I said, Jeff, I got a crack in my windshield. He fixed it 14 years ago. Crack hasn't gotten any bigger. You still can't see it. This is the kind of work that Jeff Horst does. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length, he is truly expert, an artist on repairing windshields. He's not going to take any chances on your safety. You can get a free consultation and inspection and analysis Just give them a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today or stop by 3208 South Market Street. Jeff Worst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. It's a veteran-owned business. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain NewsHour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino on Thursday nights to catch your favorite pro team on any of our 12 TV screens and giant 12-foot projection screen inside overtime. Enjoy game day bites every Thursday from 5 p.m. until the end of the game. What is better than football? Enjoying the game with nachos, wings, pizza, and your favorite pint. Come get your fingers messy at Overtime Bar every Thursday night. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, see windriver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Work, work, all week long, punching that clock, dust till dawn, counting the days of Friday night.
Now that's all the conditions where you line dance on that one.
Yeah. And, you know, the funny thing is go out to the stables, go out to the barns there, and watching the girls out there line dancing, practicing your line dancing. And I had our horse out, and pretty soon our horse and I, we were
line dancing.
We weren't doing as good as you, but we could do circles, we could do frontwards, backwards.
Right.
She could lift up her feet, I couldn't. It was great.
Well, I don't even know what it's called. I just know that there are different varieties or different segments or different line dances in an 8-count. But we've been working with a, I can't think of his name right now, but he's from the North State. I think and it's with Little Dirt on My Boots. So we'll have to have Jared look that up.
Okay.
All right.
7:39 in the morning here, Friday the 24th. And air quality index, believe it or not, it's really good this morning. If you looked over yesterday over the city of Redding, and you've, if you've seen any photos, I took one, it was like, it was horrible. I mean, it was the, it was this black cloud. You had blue sky and then this black cloud coming over the city of Redding. We have friends, and God bless her. She lives out there off Mountain Gate in that area. And all she could do is look at the fires around her house, not knowing if she's even got a house left today. And we feel for them. This is really interesting. The CDC head defies the panel's key COVID, key booster recommendation. The CDC director recommends COVID-19 boost for younger at-risk workers, defying the advisory panel. The CDC panel voted 9-6 against these boosters. They said 65 or older, 18 to 64 years old at the high risk of severe COVID, 18 to 64 whose frequent institutional or occupational exposure to it, but not everybody else, and the head of the CDC overruled them. Now, this is interesting that you don't, you know, follow the science, unless it doesn't meet what you want it to be. Then it's different.
Well, you know what's happening at Chico State. I mean, they're like really dropping the hammer big time because there's a window, and I think it's a week left.
They've got a week left, and you have to be vaccinated and not go to school.
Or not go to school and not use any of the services. I think something I heard, you can't be on campus, you can't use the services, you can't. It's like the hammer is dropping big time. And I thought, Carl, how would you feel if, because, you know, we've been vaccinated, so we're doing what we got to do to protect ourselves. But how would you feel if you had your kids going to college and they were told they have to do this or don't come after you've spent, you know, so much money to put your kids in school? I don't.
They'd have a problem.
I don't know.
And some people are going to have a problem for that, unfortunately.
Unless it's religious or medical.
Well,
okay,
that
we have
could
our
be a problem. And for a lot of people, like you said, it's been, say a young person, or they're 20 years old, they can make up their mind about the vaccination. They're junior or senior at the college, and now the college is saying, sorry, unless you get vaccinated, you're not going to come to school. So that lasts 3 years. So now you have to start looking for another school so you can graduate, which is going to probably add a minimum of 1 year onto what you've
done.
You know, it's not the vaccination to a lot of people. It's just not that anymore. It's the choice of putting a vaccine in your body. And do you have that freedom anymore? If your kids, before you go to school, you have to be vaccinated. And I don't think, you know, and there's some people pushing back about that, of course. But for the COVID, it's, you know, yesterday we were talking about it, and two people called in and said it's experimental. And the fact is, it's I think it's gone past it. It's had 400 million shots. I think if you get into the outliers and things like, you know, should kids 5 years old be vaccinated, I understand where parents would have some real problems with this. But if you're an adult, and you've got no underlying conditions, and that I can just go by statistics in the hospital, that the vast majority of them, 94%, have not been vaccinated, that are in the hospital right now. Anyway.
Well, on another note, you can't fix broken. And guess what? For all those people who just love to watch a train wreck happening before them, Tiger King 2. Which we never saw the first. I didn't know if I could sit there and
I watched the first 5 minutes of it, and I thought
some people became absolutely fanatical over it. But Tiger King 2 is coming to Netflix because, like I said, there are some people who just really like to watch those, you know, people falling from a bicycle kind of thing. and hurting themselves and laughed.
You know what? It says fails. If you look at YouTube and it says fails, horse riding fails. And it's just people just getting hammered, or bike riding fails, or skateboarding fails. It gets a million something hits of people destroying their bodies.
Yeah.
We got to take a break here. We got the Honeybee Queen.
Yes, which is happening this weekend. And we're so happy to bring her on and talk about, hey, I think she's with somebody who actually, well, we're going to hear the beautiful part about bees. And it's nice to be able to take our minds off of some of the things going on. Estate Granite brings us this portion of the show. Speaking of taking your mind off of stuff where it's creative and beautiful and aesthetic, the master at doing that for your kitchen, your bathrooms, or your stonework is Mike Huber. Estate Granite. Give him a call at 241-STONE. We'll be right back.
Oh, the streets of Rome are filled with rubble. Ancient footprints are everywhere.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up Saturday, October 2nd. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, Northern California, this is Nigel Skeet. Join me and my friends every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. with the California Adventure District radio show, where we talk about all the amazing adventures to be had in our area, from climbing Mount Shasta, hiking the trails, kayaking, overlanding, and camping with Bigfoot. We have it all. California Adventure District. Less people, more adventure. Listen Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1468 Your Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:49 in the morning, 72 degrees out there. Your quality index is really good today. What else? Oh, yeah, there's a small fire. It's called the Fawn Fire. It's burned 5,500 acres out to the northeast of us. As you know, there's over 1,000 firefighters out there. Yesterday, watching numerous air tankers making runs, including the old 747 out there, helicopters and all. So a big shout-out to our firefighters and everybody out there trying to get this thing under control. 5,500 acres is only 5% contained.
Well, our 2021, yeah, our honey... Bee Queen, good morning with us is Jennifer Hinkle.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're so glad that you're here. Tell us about the event, and there are some wonderful statistics about what's going to be happening this weekend.
Yeah, so this weekend, if you haven't had the opportunity to attend before, make sure to come on out. It's the Palisadro Honeybee Festival. It's going to be happening this Saturday and Sunday from 8:30 to 5 on Saturday and 8:30 to 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Okay.
So make sure to come on out. There's going to be live bee beard demonstrations. There's going to be delicious food, honey.
She said a live bee beard.
I did.
What that means is somebody takes a queen bee,
mm-hmm.
sticks it on their chin somehow,
yeah.
and the rest of the bees come up and just
they pile on.
Yeah,
you must be an expert. You don't do this at home. This is an expert only.
Do not attempt this at home.
And also in the house is somebody who has been here for, I'd say generations, and helped to build this whole, like, the queen of the queen bee, and that's Glenda Wooten, who owns Wooten Golden Queens. Here we have this bee capital up here that I'm not sure a lot of people are aware of.
Yes, there's a lot of bee breed or queen breeders in the area too that are focusing on breeding queens that are able to then sell those and provide those to people all across the United States to pass on the genetics and have strong hives for the
Are they able to go international also?
They can.
Yeah.
Most of the bees typically will stay in the United States or surrounding areas.
I understand that the you'll take a queen bee. I mean, you get ready to ship it, and you'll put it in a container with enough food for 4 or 5 days, and I'm getting the affirmative nod on that, and then they mail it off.
Because
people are doing this to improve the genetics of their breed, maybe, mm-hmm. and bring in something new, maybe to start replacing a hive that's disappeared.
That's correct.
And sometimes hives just disappear, from what I understand. They fly away.
Sometimes they can. It's called a swarm. So the queen might leave with half of that worker bee population,
Right. Maybe
for various reasons, and they do. They go try and find a new home, and that's called a swarm. So
let's talk about you for a little bit.
Okay.
Let's find out a little bit about your history. How did you become the 2021 American Honey Queen?
So I am from Wisconsin, so this is my first time here in California.
Oh, welcome.
Well, thank you. So I was a Wisconsin Honey Queen last year, spent the year representing the state, but then I had the opportunity to try and become the American Honey Queen. So now as the national spokesperson for the American Beekeeping Federation, I travel across the entire country representing our over 200,000 beekeepers that we have here. And it's a blast. It's quite amazing figuring we have so many different beekeepers, anywhere from our small-scale beekeepers that just have a few hives all the way up to our commercial beekeepers that have thousands upon thousands of hives.
Well, we were driving through Corning the other day. We were coming back from a political rally, and we drove through Corning, and they were talking in Corning, too, that there was some kind of the capital of bees or something, and with a sign. And I thought, well, we have some great stuff up in Shasta, but can you give us statistics like how many unique types of honey are available in the United States?
Yeah, so we actually have over 300 different types and varieties of honey, and every variety is just a little bit different in taste. It's all based upon the floral sources, so that's really why you see that different flavor. So typically a lighter colored honey is going to be more subtle in flavor. On the other end of the spectrum is our dark honeys that can be almost black, and they're going to be typically stronger in flavor, so really great if you want to use it in a barbecue sauce or even a meat glaze, too.
Now,
and you've got some recipes as well with your flyer here, which is great. But
the big thing about honeybees is about pollination.
It is. Pollination is essential, and it's our bees that are really doing a lot of that work, figuring one third of the food we eat is pollinated. Honeybees do 80% of that pollination work. So without our honeybees, one out of every three bites of food wouldn't be possible. So we are very fortunate to have over 90 different crops that are pollinated because of our honeybees. So they are amazing, amazing insects.
Wow.
Essential, essential.
They
and
are.
I love the fact that in this information you talk about that research shows that honey contains a range of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and antioxidants. Do you talk about that in your presentation?
A little bit, especially with some of our a little bit older students that are looking at how they can utilize honey, whether it's for cooking, to be able to enjoy some of those benefits that you mentioned. Honey's antibacterial and anti-inflammatory, which also means you can use it on your skin. So honey's
it's
been used...
It's good for wounds.
It is. That's exactly
imperial
it.
Imperial wounds.
It's been used for thousands of years because
yeah.
of its healing abilities, plus the fact that it adds moisture to your skin. So you can use it as a facial scrub or even a hair mask for its moisturizing properties as well.
You know, it takes... Okay, if it's one honeybee by itself to
mm-hmm.
provide... The nectar from 1 pound of honey would have to visit 2 million flowers, which is why you have thousands of bees out there gathering. So, wow.
So any more information? We've got about 5 minutes. So give us your spiel.
No, that's why there's so much to talk about. Well, that's first of all why I would encourage everyone to come on down to the Honeybee Festival this weekend because you're going to be able to see live honeybees too. We're going to have demonstrations working with the bees and you can see how you can actually, how a beekeeper really does work with their bees. Plus there's going to be so much more too on how you can learn all about what beekeepers are doing in the area and the industry as well because there is, as I said, there's beekeepers in all 50 states. So no matter the weather, you can still have bees.
We can put a hive in our backyard. Here in Redding, I understand.
That's awesome.
And we have friends who have done that. And one day he walked out there and they were all gone. And it broke his heart. But if we wanted to, we could put one of those out there because the honeybees we're talking about are not an aggressive, get near me, we're going to chase you for 2 miles trying to kill you. These are ones that if you had one in your backyard. Now, from what I understand, you need like the little beekeeper's hood.
The suit sometimes, yeah.
The suit sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But that smoke, that little smoke.
Smoker.
That if you puff smoke at the hive and it kind of sedates them.
It helps to relax them
a little bit. Kind of like a little Xanax there.
So it just encourages them to move a little farther down into their hive, maybe enjoy some of that honey and it just makes them a little bit more relaxed and calm. So honeybees in general are a pretty docile insect anyways, but being able to use that smoker helps as well.
Let's go to the phones. Janice, do you have a question for our honeybee queen?
Yes, I would like to know if there's actually going to be samples of honey because I love different honeys. When I first moved here and went, I was shocked. We couldn't sample any honey.
Oh, okay. Is there going to be samples of honey there?
There won't be any samples available of honey, but there will be honey available for purchasing, so you can come see all the different varieties and take some honey home for yourself to enjoy and share with family and friends.
But that doesn't make sense. We should have to be able to sample before we buy.
And what Janice is saying, she'd like to be able to sample it before she buys. So...
Well, there'll be some boosts like this morning. We have like a honey stick, so you may be able to the honey sticks like
that's good.
Yeah, they have honey sticks,
and you may be able like I'm going to try that. It may cost I don't know 10 cents.
I don't know what they charge.
But anyway,
it's a small amount.
It's a small amount. But
yeah.
I think that's a good idea though, Janice.
Yeah,
they have like honey sticks that you could purchase. And see if that. Oh yeah, I really like that
because
taste.
There is such a wide variety. But thanks for the call.
Yeah, the thistle honey is really good.
Thistle honey.
Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, Janice.
Now, I want to get back to some stats about Jennifer Hinkle. You help your family run the Christmas tree farm and pumpkin farm.
Exactly. So, actually, that's where I kind of got my start with bees, too, is because of the fact that pumpkins need pollination as well. So it tied in really, really well, and I have 5 hives at home on our family farm, so it... That's why I said honeybees are all over the place, and they pollinate so many different crops, whether it's our cucumbers, almonds, blueberries, strawberries, apples. There's so many things that honeybees impact.
Okay, thank the 40th so annual Palo Cedro Honeybee Festival is going to be Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. It's free entry. They do charge $2 for parking out there, and it's going to be at the Bishop Quinn Community Center there in Palo Cedro. Pancake breakfast from 8 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on both days. On both days, Saturday at 8:30, they're going to have Students of Jimmy Bryant's Entertainment, live bee beard demo at 11:30, Honeybee Jazz Fest featuring Martha and Morgan, and then the FM Flyboy with lead vocalist Don Burton.
Who's raising bees as well right now? You know, you see him on Facebook with his bees, and it's cool.
Sunday, Students of Lynn Corey, live bee beard again. But it's just a great time out there. Just a super time.
And let's not forget the queen bee can lay up to 1,000 eggs per day, so we love our queen bees.
That's right. You'll be able to see there'll be an observation hive there that you can come up and see if you can spot the queen. There'll be one of our beautiful honeybees there, and our queens, you can see if you can find her.
I've got one more question. We're over time right now, but this is for our breeder here. How many queen bees do you all produce a year?
So there's 5 to 6 commercial beekeepers in the Palo Cedro area, and we can ship over 150,000 queens a year.
Okay.
We're really into producing queens to improve the genetics throughout the United States.
And
ship some to Canada.
I'd like to come get some more, you know, for another segment in here, which we can't do.
Yes.
Just to find out how you do it and all that.
We can't do the segment today, but we would love to just give us we need to be educated about the beautiful part
because
of bees.
Because without bees, we're in real trouble.
So when people squat them and kill them, I go, your friends.
Okay, we've got to run here. Hey, when we come back after the news, what's left of the news, we're going to have Shannon Phillips of McConnell Foundation and Dan Knott of K2. We're going to talk about this, their proposals for land down at the Civic Auditorium. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
Steve Bannon, one of 4 former Trump associates subpoenaed by the House panel investigating the January U.S. Capitol riot. Also getting subpoenas, ex-White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Deputy Chief of Staff Dan Scavino, and former Pentagon official Kash Patel. Wall Street, the Dow is down 21 points, NASDAQ off 72, and the S&P 5 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
President Biden has declared war on the small business owners of America. In his first 100 days, he's pushed for a massive tax increase on small businesses. And his $2 trillion infrastructure plan is a $2 trillion tax hike on American employers. He also wants to make it harder for small business owners to keep their doors open by pushing a $15 minimum wage. And his Green New Deal will drive up energy prices on small business owners. One group is working hard to fight these attacks, the great folks at Job Creators Network. And they're looking for a few good men and women to join their Small Business Advocacy and Advisor Program. They'll train you up, help you with op-eds in your local papers, and TV appearances on your local news stations. In short, their crackerjack team will prepare you to be a leader and a fighter for small businesses in your community, your state, and the country you love. If you own a business and want to join the fight, go to joinjcn.com now to learn more. They're looking for a few good men and women to join their growing army of small business leaders and advocates. Go to joinjcn.com now. They need you. America needs you.
The former chairman of China's top distiller is sentenced to life in prison for bribery.
Moutai is the luxury drink of choice for many Chinese elites. The multi-billion dollar liquor giant now commands a quarter of the alcohol market in China. The brand's image is closely associated with the Chinese ritual of lengthy banquets, where many big business deals are done. Now it seems that some of Moutai's deals weren't above board. A court in southwest China's Guizhou province found the company's longtime chairman, Yuan Renguo, had accepted over $18 million in bribes over a 14-year period in exchange for lucrative distribution contracts.
That's the BBC's Celia Hatton. Travelers arriving at UK airports facing delays today after electronic passport gates failed, forcing passengers to wait in line for border officers to inspect their papers. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Big retailer planning to scale back seasonal hiring this year.
Target is navigating a tight labor market and will instead offer more hours to current employees. About 100,000 seasonal workers will be hired nationwide, about 30,000 less than last year. Many of those workers will be offered jobs beyond the holiday season. Employers have struggled all year to find enough workers. They've increased hourly pay, announced signing bonuses, and cast aside previous minimum standards like a high school diploma. John Scott reporting.
There's been no word yet on a motive for yesterday's shootings at a Kroger supermarket in suburban Memphis. One person was killed in the attack. Collierville, Tennessee Police Chief Dale Lane says at least a dozen other people were injured. The gunman was found dead. Apparently, he took his own life. Once again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow is now up 2 points, the NASDAQ down 62. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 8:05 in the morning here on Friday, the 24th of September. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Jared's here. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
Besides Cherry's Jubilee Day, is there another national day that we need to know about?
Punctuation Day?
Yeah. Okay. We'll just move right on. Hey, our phone line's here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop into our chat room, or you can watch us on YouTube. We're running live on YouTube right now, and you can hear us and see us. At just go to YouTube and go to KCNR Radio Live if you'd like to do that. And the just a quick update on the Fawn Fire, which started yesterday. It seems like it started a week ago, but it just started really Wednesday night, and then it's grown now to 5,850 acres. It's burning just north of the Tierra Oaks subdivision in Redding, which was evacuated. We've had the fires destroyed, as of now, 25 known structures, and at least 4,000 residents are evacuated, and 30,000 residents have been affected by the fire. The evacuation center is at the First Church of the Nazarene at 2225 Bocelli Lane in Redding. 2,000 structures are threatened by the fire, which was 10% contained as of Friday morning. That's a change up from 5%. There was numerous air tankers flying around yesterday, something like 6 to 8 tankers and helicopters just bombing, including the 747. If you've ever watched one of those dropping, that is a lot of retardant. One of the news reporters was covered with it. And I like our news reporters getting that close, frankly. Gateway schools are closed. Shasta College is closed until Monday. Schools affected are the Buckeye School of the Arts, Central Valley High School, Gateway Educational Options, Grand Oaks Elementary School, Mountain Lakes High School, Shasta Lake School. Like I said, they're going to resume classes on Monday. The main campus of Shasta College was closed Friday and will open up. It's closed today, I'm sorry, and will be open up on Monday. The firefighters, over 1,000 firefighters are out there. Again, we have the sign out in front that we put up 2 months ago where Shasta County thanks our firefighters right on our front window. Unfortunately, we put it up. Had to put it up again. We had it for the car fire.
We've had it up since, and it seems like we put July.
It up, yeah, we put it up all the time now. Unfortunately.
All right.
Now,
currently, 68 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be hot today with a high of 98 overnight, lows of 64. I was outside this morning at 10 to 6, and I couldn't believe that the moon was still out. It was a real bright. Very bright moon. It was nice to at least see the stars because, you know, I was wondering what, you know, as we wake up, like what's transpiring with the fire. It's sunny tomorrow with a high of 90 and overnight lows of 60. Sunday calls for sunny with high of 84. And Monday, chance of showers with 80 and overnight lows of 55. Chance of showers again on Tuesday with a high of 75. And that's our forecast here. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. locally owned, operated senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Your quality index in Reading is 9. Believe it or not, it's really, really good out there. Go out and breathe. If you, and I'm sure everybody, if you live in Reading or Shasta County, you went out yesterday and you saw the smoke coming across like a, what can I say? It's almost like a bad movie. When you see it coming across, blue sky and then just a black cloud coming over. Everybody's been putting pictures of it out there. And now, today, not so bad.
All right. I'm very excited about getting into the meat of this show.
Right. With us is Shannon Phillips from the McConnell Foundation.
Good morning, Shannon.
And
morning.
Daniel Knott of K2.
Good morning,
I will say
Mr.
Is that,
Knott.
Is that we know both of them. How can we not know people here after 11 years on the radio anyway? But we know them in the sense that they've both been on our program many times talking about before this came up. As you know, the K2, McConnell Foundation, Turtle Bay, and Populous brought in an unsolicited, and I think it's important everybody understands, it was an unsolicited proposal to the city council about purchasing the land around the Civic Auditorium. And Dan, you all have been building downtown and are continuing to build downtown. What kicked this thing off?
Well, we've been, my brother and I, as part of the K2 development leadership team, have been in Reading our entire lives just dreaming about the potential of the river. And we're wrapping up in a sense of like the major efforts downtown and the core with respect to the substantial building effort and the infrastructure and some of the structures. And these projects take a long time to kick off. Downtown, we started kicking rocks, I think, down there in 2014. The planning effort continued through 2018 until I think we really started construction at the end of 2018. And we expect to be down here building for another 3 or 4, 5 more years to complete just that first phase of redevelopment downtown to cap off the downtown core. So when you're starting to think about what it takes to get into a development, when you're serious about it, and you're serious about the planning effort and the public process that goes into it, you know that there's a long timeline. And so kicking off a process right now, which is what we're doing, or what we're attempting to do and what we're offering, is to start that planning process in the community, which takes a long time. It'll be optimistic to consider 5 years in that cycle of planning that we could get to some form of, starting construction. And then from there, with the scale of whatever the scale of the planning effort actually becomes to be, you'll be, constructing structures and infrastructures for another 5 to 10 years after that. So if we're serious about a community to do something significant along our riverfront, which we believe is this city's biggest asset, we understand and we're not taking that lightly in terms of our involvement, we need to get started. You need to get started on the planning effort if you're ever going to see it come to fruition. I have a daughter that was just 6 months old now, and I just think about when she gets older, trying to build a community that she wants to come back to, that she has opportunities in, and her friends included in that age group. And it's this generation of effort that's going to create those opportunities for the next. And this is going to be a long journey for us. We're excited to be a part of it. I like to say we're just one player on the field, and we got to get going if we're going to do something. It takes some
time
form.
To get off the dime in our city.
What's impressive from me sitting here and observing through this process is that you have been transparent. The city council said that maybe they could have handled it differently as far as like all of a sudden this press release that went out. But you have been very transparent on your intentions, Dan.
Since you've been here.
Yes,
and all this.
I mean, it's no big secret that there's something that's going, a planning idea is going on that the citizens of this, if you pay attention, okay, everybody can create a little dark corner in their mind about, people are out to get us. But if you pay attention to the information in front of you, you might just be enlightened.
Shannon Phillips from the McConnell Foundation, Chief Operation Officer. Shannon, how did you all get together on this? I realize it started with Populous, and the gent that's heading this up from Populous is a Reading native, Shasta High graduate, friends with you all, with the Knott family. But how did you all get involved with this? How was the planning started?
Great question. Good morning. It's wonderful to be here. The idea came together as a result of us doing work together and being partners in the Downtown Block 7 project. And in our early stages of design for Block 7, we brought in several architects from outside of the area who were friends with the Knott brothers over time, and most of them went to Cal Poly together, so they had that history. In that brainstorming session where the architects were asking us some really good questions about tell us about the community, what are your most important assets, what kind of design elements should we consider, what's the style, are you casual people, are you formal people, are you forward-thinking people, those types of questions, and it led to a really heavy emphasis on the fact that Reading is basically a base camp to outdoor recreation, north, south, east, and west, and that we are also a hub. We're the place in the North State where people come for shopping, for entertainment, for healthcare, for culture, for fun. And so that helped us start thinking about downtown. In thinking about downtown, these partners that we work with also stayed at the Sheraton. So they're staying at the Sheraton. They're walking across the Sundial Bridge in the morning before meetings. They're walking across the Sundial Bridge at night after dinner. And they're walking the civic area. They're seeing the beautiful river. And they're quickly making the connection that the river connects to downtown, which connects to our City Hall, Cypress, back to Park Marina. And we create this giant circle, the heart of our community. And it's all connected. And then with the transportation efforts that are taking place, bike links, linkages just to get people from one place to another, a very supportive Caltrans, Shasta Regional Transportation Agency, city staff, great people, everybody having this wonderful synergy to work together and make our place be somewhere where we can get to more easily, whether you're biking, riding, driving, visiting, or live here. So that led to us thinking there's this natural connection. And if you stand on the civic lawn and you look up, you can see Shasta Regional Hospital. It almost looks like if you're a good athlete, you could throw a ball. It's that close. So the riverfront is something in my whole time at McConnell Foundation has come up at least every couple years by more than a handful of thoughtful people who have advanced the idea of when are we going to turn toward the riverfront? When are we going to take our backs away from the river and start looking at the river? The Sundial Bridge helped with that tremendously. It gave us a there, an icon, a landmark, a place, and a way to connect. But we've believed for a long time that even more can happen to benefit that area, as demonstrated by more than 25 years of support at Turtle Bay, the Arboretum, the Sundial Bridge, and the Sheraton.
Well, we're here with Shannon Phillips, Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation, and Daniel Knott, who is, I think you're the Chief Operating Officer. What's your position over there?
So it's Alan and I are business partners. So my official title is Executive Officer, and Alan's the CEO of our organization.
All right.
We've got to take a quick break here. I'm going to come back. And I will tell you, when I moved here, a beautiful river and a riverfront. And there, I know, we've got like 60 to 80,000 cars going past us every day. And there's one restaurant on the river. And I thought, I've been and lived in other areas that weren't half as nice as this. I mean, when it came to rivers. And I thought, it just seems like it just sits there. I mean, yes, it's great for fishing. It's beautiful. But there's so much, and this was 14 years ago when I saw it. And I've always wondered about that, and we talk about it on the show on numerous occasions. But we got to take a quick break here.
Hey, shout out to Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, for all your jewelry needs. We'll be right back.
you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Since 1890, Stifel has established itself as one of the nation's leading wealth management and investment banking firms by understanding clients' hopes and dreams, focusing on building and preserving wealth. Simply put, when you achieve your goals, we achieve ours. I'm proud to be a part of Stifel as a financial advisor. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investments. Call today for quality time well spent. 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Welcome back to Free Thought Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 605-4567 is our phone number. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Maximum Insurance and Financial. With all these fires going on, people are going to just lose their fire insurance, unfortunately. Not that your house has been down, but what if you're in the evacuation area and an insurance company draws a big circle and says, Judy Maxwell has helped people get insurance after this has happened. Every time she has helped them restore fire insurance and home insurance for their homes and their businesses. She's been doing this since 1993. She is an expert in this. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 221-0441. We're here with Shannon Phillips, Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation, and Daniel Knott, who is co-owner of the K2 Development Corporation. You've probably heard of them because they are rebuilding the downtown, K2 is, along with the McConnell Foundation and a couple other entities. You've built, you've got that one project opened and people live in there. I'm looking at the new parking structure, six stories.
It's five levels of parking.
Five levels of parking. Okay. And I look up, I count. What do I know? That's good. Yeah.
Well, that's because you got your solar on top. How cool is that?
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. And when's that going to be open, Dan? Do you know?
I haven't been at the OAC meetings recently.
I'll take that one.
Shannon, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it will be open by the end of this year.
Okay.
And they're very, Conco, who's the primary, sub working on the project, very pleased. So by the end of the year, the project will be open to the public. And it is exciting because you can now also see the new construction going on right next door to it on the north corner of California and Tehama Street,
right,
which is going to be the Shasta College Leadership Center. We're super excited about that. And that's off to a really good start, making changes daily. You're probably noticing them when you come and go.
Yeah, watching them pouring concrete as we go by. Yeah.
So, yeah.
I want to know
so
why the construction changing. Workers are whistling at me, though. Yeah.
So much change going on downtown.
They need help. They want you to come
join.
Yeah,
exactly.
Vision. What's your vision of what this looks like? Either one.
In reference to downtown or in reference to the
riverfront? I'm talking about the river. We know we've seen the downtown, and we see how it's going. What's your vision of the river?
Blank canvas. I mean, I feel like, honestly, if you look at the rodeo grounds and you look at the Civic Auditorium, you take the two structures out, the clubhouse, and the stadium, or the Civic itself, and think about how much parking and green grass there is. The green grass is beautiful. The parking is lots of surface parking. And you just treat that as a blank canvas and imagine what would you like to see there and where would you like to see it. So it gives the opportunity to start thinking, do we want entertainment venues? Do we want more recreation? Do we want some amenities like shopping, restaurants, retail? Do we want some culture? Do we want some sort of special things that we haven't really even, run to the ground yet, what those might be? So that blank canvas ability to just take Legos and pretend and think and dream what would be there, what would work there. Do we want some outdoor venues? We have beautiful weather almost year round. Are we poised for the future of Reading to have some sort of an outdoor amphitheater where events could take place on a regular basis and complement an indoor venue? Is there pop-up opportunities? You know, could the rodeo stay as it is, but could it look a little bit different? Maybe pop up, not just be stagnant ground.
Right.
The times it's not used.
Right.
All those things. Don't know what and where and how it'll end up. But I guarantee there are some great ideas in this community that we haven't even thought of.
Carl, I think every time we get talking about what is our vision, I think all of us have somewhat of our own vision, just like we think that the rest of this community does as well. And so as we're embarking on this effort, this initial come out role in terms of the planning effort is really an opportunity for our community to dream big about what that is, to bring all the stakeholders in. This has to be a community-driven effort, and we don't want to jump to conclusions on what's best for this community. We're going to wait for the community to tell us what that is. It's our team's role to put some horsepower behind the effort, make sure it's driving forward, make sure it's leading in a way that's feasible. A lot of planning efforts, conducted in areas around the globe end up being a big stack of paper collecting dust on a shelf somewhere that we never get seen built. And there's a lot of great ideas in those, and there's a lot of, great visions often, but sometimes they're just not designed in a way that are feasible to ever, reach construction. And so we hope that that's a role that this team can play. But with respect to what actually gets built down there, this is, and we mean it, this is a community-driven session, and we just want to be part of helping the community dream about what can happen.
Well, the people are concerned about losing the ambiance that we have. On the other hand, you've got, and they're thinking, well, what does this mean? Well, you've got one of your people that are stakeholders in this is Populous. They're an international company who's been building entertainment venues, sporting arenas, all types of things like this throughout the world. Their expertise on something like this, to be able to put it into the way I think that you all are talking about, is taking the community input and then putting it on paper and what does it look like, and then being able to construct it. I mean, that's kind of what I think I'm hearing.
Absolutely. And one of the things that Michael Lockwood has shared with us in his work across the country is that in most communities, and he said, I can't think of one where it hasn't happened, so it would be all communities to his experience in the last decade. At the end of a really inclusive community engagement process and then construction of the outcome, almost everyone gets what they want. Maybe not all of what they want, but elements of what they want. And that's why we feel so fortunate that there really is a blank canvas to work with. There's not a lot we're undoing. We have the opportunity to be thoughtful about planning what we do want to do that's right-sized for our community.
When you look at the sheer scale of that site down there along the riverfront, you know, the opportunities are endless and abundant. Like, it's not a
200
one shot, we're going to get this one thing and it's over. And I think we also need to be thinking about the effort and a phased effort as well, and a phased approach and how it rolls out. So, I think what sometimes I'm hearing some of the feedback that this is going to be it, and that's all we're, you know, we have one shot on one facility and that's all it's going to be. That's just not true of the opportunity of the site. The site is enormous, you know, in terms of development potential. And, we want to see it, you know, get recognized and maximize the utility of that site to the benefit of the community's, desires.
Okay.
So, are we talking about, we got to take a break, but when we come back, are we talking about the area too where the Viking Skate Country is, Channel 7, all of that area as well, relocating? And
Does that
encompass that area as well?
We can speak to that.
Okay, we'll
take
a break and we'll talk about that when we get back here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. This is Your Talk Radio with Carla Lindebaugh. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. They're right in the middle of the COVID battle right now. Not only that, they're one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They're at the 4-star level. Average is 3. They're at the 4-star level in a number of different, specialties that they have there. They've started the TAVR valve replacement, and next year they're becoming a teaching hospital. They're bringing in 24, residents that will be training at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Why is that important? And the important thing is once they're here, they're going to see how great it is and all the super things that are happening, and we're going to have a bunch of new doctors in our area. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
I am a lineman for the county, and I drive the main road. Searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
Hi, my name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest.
There's no mountain I can't climb. There's no tower too high. No plane that I can't learn how to fly. What do I gotta do to get through to you to show you there ain't nothing I can't take this chainsaw to?
I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligation. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Dropin.mobi. That's dropin.mobi.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Welcome back.
On this Friday edition of Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 96.5 FM. Welcome back. We were talking with Danny Knott and Shannon Phillips regarding, we're going to just roll right over into that, regarding the property proposal down where the Civic and the rodeo grounds are.
212 acres.
Are we also including in the visual aspect when we take the exit and to the left, it used to be the visitor center, and then next to that is Channel 7, and then you've got Viking Skate. Is that the... When you come down there, it's the entire area down there. Does that include that area as well?
Yeah, I think when you're embarking on a planning effort, you know, in terms of the private property perspective, I mean, that's really up to the private property owners, and we respect those private property rights. But I think what's going to come out of this is an opportunity for those private property owners to look at the highest, you know, potential of their property, their sites as well. A planning effort this big with this much impact, it requires you not to just study your site, but study the adjacent sites, the adjacent existing uses and current condition, and envision what the future uses could be. That's with respect to structures and land. But maybe one of the biggest things that gets impacted is transportation. You're looking at ingress, you're looking at egress, you're looking at a congested corridor and a moving out of downtown onto 44 and into downtown. You're looking at the highway system, you know, snaking through our downtown. How does that connect? You know, while that might not be the primary focus of the planning effort, it's things that you need to keep on top of mind when you march through it, and then get multi-agency involvement as the plan starts to take speed and build some momentum. So the planning effort, while we're like looking at our site, is going to be expansive. We're really going to be looking at surrounding impacts.
We've got one way in and one way out. And that has been a problem for years. So now it's either got to be, you know, either be really widened in there, so you're running eight lanes or six lanes in, or there's got to be another egress out.
Right.
And so that's part
on
of
ramp,
the plan
off
too.
Ramp. Yeah.
Well, you know, the city of Redding has talked about, from what I understand, extending the city limits out to the bridge, on 44 beyond. To the overpass there, so that they've got more control of what's going on in there. Have you heard that? Or is that just, I don't think that's
a secret.
Yeah,
I think that's been in the general plan for quite some time. I think that's been a targeted opportunity annex zone for the city.
Yeah.
And I think all those efforts, you know, the city is expanding. And if you look at the 299 corridor and even, you know, 44 and that area in between,
right.
you've got a lot of land opportunity there. For development. And as cities are growing, and what we see, geographically, and this is kind of getting a little off topic, but geographically, we have an enormous city,
60 square miles.
Yeah, and if you look at that and you overlay other large metropolitan areas, you know, we have a lot of area to service, but from fire, from police, from utilities, that's a ton of infrastructure, and it's basically a big load on our community to keep those things going. And so as you're looking as a city to grow, it's important to look both in and around and immediately around versus becoming too expansive.
If we build, I'm just saying if, and we don't know what it's going to look like or anything like that, but a 17,000-person event center, what can you expect? You know, people say, 17,000, you know, we can't fill up the Civic right now. But a 17,000-person center, what opportunities does that open up for events, would you say?
So I do not feel well equipped to answer that question, but I'll tell you the perfect person who is, and that's Julie Dyer, who manages.
Oh yeah.
And she understands completely the, you know, A market, B market,
right. Runs the Civic.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Who runs the Civic and understands, you know, what we can do today with our existing facilities and what we could do if we had greater facilities.
Right.
And I think one thing that's, you know, that's heartwarming about working with Advanced Reading on this project is they're the ones who've been operating it for the last years. And so when we had our first conversation with them, right after this project became public, this idea became public, they said, you know, we've been living and working in this building and we've been dreaming about its potential for almost a decade ourselves. So they've got some great ideas. Mm-hmm. They also have some really good data, market research, and understanding about, you know, the demand, the supply, the rate of ticket price people will pay, the kinds of artists that our community would like to see be attracted that we don't have space for currently. And at this point in time, you know, the Civic is the largest entertainment venue in the North State between Sacramento
right.
and Oregon. So she'd be an excellent show, and I know that she'd
okay.
give all
yeah, we
love
Julie.
You
know
yeah.
Julie. We can
yeah.
bring her
and
in
Nathan,
now.
I mean,
and Nathan Volt.
Yeah, Nathan. And Nathan, we've been able to sit down through the years, and I know the frustration of when people route through, like maybe between Oregon and Sacramento or San Francisco, they have drop a date. You know, we could have some like incredible top rate entertainment. Well, we have Chris Bode that came the other night, but that's the Cascade. But I'm talking about just when people drop a date and we can't fit because we're trying to do something like with a community promise and a community commitment. But if we had like where you could, you know, split rooms or be able to do that while you're doing that, and there was room for both, that's fantastic. Then we could see the big, big name acts.
You could see two April nights going over here in the display hall at the same time. You have the Eagles in the
right.
In the
absolutely.
The
drop a date.
And
yeah.
a convention going on in
yeah.
another area.
Absolutely.
We did, yeah, I think, you know, just a good, you know, anecdote, just as, you know, growing up in Reading and enjoying to go, going to concerts and just thinking about where I travel, and then where we go and what my experience is. You know, we go down to, Winters and go down to Sleep Train Amphitheater.
Right.
To like get to a parking lot, really
yeah.
not have a real great place to stay or start or have dinner or
right.
come back from that to spill over, your night of entertainment. And that's a huge, think about the crowds that draws.
Right.
And the type of venue that is. And then to think about Reading and what it has in terms of what a potential venue location can be, and then the spillover entertainment opportunities. So, you know, while we're thinking of our town like too small to host and to do great things here, from a geographical draw, you know, we're the, you know, northern frontier of California. We're as a metropolitan service area, we're the largest in the North State. And we have an opportunity not to just draw from, you know, our immediate communities, but to draw from Southern Oregon, to draw all the way from the coast, to draw up, you know, and then to offer opportunities for those individuals to come and experience nature, outdoors, and the other things this community has to offer. So I am not one to sell our community short in terms of potential. I think, you know, with, you know, especially with our team, you have Populous involved in this effort. You have Advanced Reading, you know, part of the stakeholder engagement and part of this planning effort to help advise in this process. I think we're going to, like, the answers, we don't have the answers right now. this is us embarking, you know, to figure out really what's going to be feasible and possible for the community. But we're, what you're hearing from Shannon and I here is that we're not stopping our dream short of what we,
if,
what we hope
if
for
we
this
go
community.
To, if we go down to San Francisco, we go down to Sacramento and we go up to Oregon for events, why can't they come here? And I think that's the way we have to think about it. Our airlines have exploded here. We're probably going to have flights to Denver. We've got flights to LA. We've got flights to San Francisco. We have flights to Portland. Running out of our airport. I'd love to see a second runway out there at some point. And these are ways that we can move forward without destroying who we are. You know, that's the point where when somebody says, well, what's it look like? From what I understand you two are saying, that's where these community meetings that we're going to set up and have gives people a chance to voice what they think would be great here.
And as Daniel mentioned earlier, this we're not building a building. This is a master planning process.
Right.
It's thoughtful. It's something that's going to stand the test of time and be here for a very long time.
And not destroy our river.
Exactly.
And not impact on that. Okay.
Exactly.
We're here with Shannon Phillips, who is the Chief Operating Officer of McConnell Foundation, and Daniel Knott, who is a co-owner of K2 Development. They are answering any questions. If you have a question, ask them. You know, give us a call at 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. My favorite place, the only place I've had my hair cut in 14 years, is right there. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. No Dr. Phil on the TV there. We'll be right back.
Turtle Bay's fall plant sale is coming up Saturday, October 2nd. Both members and non-members will enjoy discounts on regular nursery prices. Don't miss this chance to save big during this key season for planting perennials. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Play our pro football season picks promotion at Wind River Resort and Casino. It's a fun, easy, and fully automated pick'em style football promotion. Simply swipe your River Club card, make your picks, and collect a receipt with your own weekly choices. Plus, prior week results and year-to-date standings. Top weekly picks win a share of $500. Top season final winners win a share of $5,000. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Football is better at the river.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111. Bring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere, Ag, and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Seco Manufacturing Company presents How People Make Things at Turtle Bay now through January 9th. Explore this new and interactive exhibit where kids can learn firsthand about the tools and processes used to make objects that we see and use every day. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Just a small town girl, just a small town girl.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in our last segment here on Friday, the 24th of September, 8:49 in the morning, 66 degrees out there. Fawn Fire is about 5,800 acres, 10% contained. It's been a big change since yesterday. Numerous air tankers hitting that. That over 1,000 firefighters out there, to contain this and to keep it from going and destroying any more homes. 25 homes that we know of or businesses, structures have been destroyed. 2,000 are threatened. So we will continue to keep you updated during the day on this, as we did yesterday. We're here with Shannon Phillips, Chief Operating Officer of the McConnell Foundation, and Daniel Knott, who is co-owner of K2 Development. They have put an unsolicited proposal, and that's important to people know. It was unsolicited because you saw the fact is that there's a way that for us to move forward. The other thing you said, and don't let me put words in your mouth, is that though that this is a community-involved project, that's why there's going to be numerous community meetings for people to understand the ramifications and what the basic planning is on this. The other thing is the four entities are Populous, which is an international company, who the lead on this is grew up in Reading here, K2, McConnell, and Turtle Bay. There's been hints or been, people saying, well, Bethel is part of this. And, Bethel is not part of this. You're reaching out to Advance Reading, which is part of Bethel, for their expertise on things, just like you reached out to the Reading Rodeo Association, Asphalt Cowboys, and many other people here for ideas. Did I capture that?
That's quite correct, Carl. I think, when we're looking at how we engage the public from a stakeholder perspective, we're looking at those that are most directly and immediately impacted. And we want to make sure that we're engaging those groups to understand, what our plan is first, right? Because they're going to feel threatened and the immediate reaction. All groups and all stakeholders are going to be represented in this process, and we're rolling those out. We've got a series of meetings. We're going to have a series of workshops. And then we're just going to have and those workshops are going to open up opportunities just for the general public, and we'll make sure those are available to the entire community.
Something that you mentioned at the break, and I thought it was really important, and I think that those words need to be mentioned, because when the term stakeholder comes up, it's like, oh, that's private. One of the things that you said at the break, I think it's really important to express to our listeners that this is going to be city-owned. The majority of this rollout
will be public.
Publicly owned, more so than privately owned.
Yeah, I think the term for that, and I think if you've watched the city council presentation by Michael Lockwood, you hear the term P3 run around. That's a public-private partnership. It's becoming more and more standard. I mean, in in communities, not just in the U.S., but around the globe, to embark on those efforts, you know, to grab the best of both sides, to have a community-driven effort that's got the private sector, you know, behind it, adding the horsepower and making sure that the feasibility is there and to continue the process moving through different cycles of politics and otherwise. So that's what it is. So in terms of like what's going to come out of the effort with respect to public or private, you know, we're going to continue to not be assumptive about what the opportunities of the site and or the desires of this community are. However, we do anticipate that a substantial amount and probably the majority of the space is going to remain open to the public. It will be civic. It will be public facing. It will be public infrastructure. If and what comes out, and I would anticipate there will be some of the private development potential in this space, we would consider that probably to be a minority percentage of the plan when it really kind of comes to shape.
The idea, and you know, is that if you're going to invest this money, you want a return on your money like this. But it doesn't mean a return on your money destroys what we have. And and that's the important part that I hope people will ask, you know, in these questions. I mean, you can't build something for a loss. And that's why I think it's like a 10-year plan that I saw.
And that's one of the reasons that we feel that we are capable and we're committed to doing this planning process. We hope that a master plan will come out of it that we can also demonstrate to the city and the community is buildable. It's fundable, it's viable, it's sustainable. And we don't want this to just be a plan that sits on a shelf and collects dust. We really want it to be an interactive master plan that is achievable in our community. And we feel like we have that staying power and we have that commitment. All of our entities are rooted in Reading. None of us are leaving and going anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And we also feel like collectively, we have a track record of doing things together and working together and delivering the products and outcomes that we say we're going to do, but individually, we also do. And so, you know, our hope is that we can take something, we can take the time to thoughtfully develop something that really can be, that can really be executed.
We've got like 3 minutes left, so I'm going to leave this open to you all. What do you want the public to take away from this, Dan?
I think I'm a developer. I'm a developer, and I think to be a developer, you've got to be you have to be an optimist in some ways. You got to be a realist and an optimist. And, we're dreaming right now. You know, our team is having fun just thinking about all of the opportunity we're going to have to continue to dream over this site. And what we really do hope, we hope the public engages, you know, to engage critically. You know, engage, but also engage productively, you know, and get involved in this process and, you know, share your thoughts, you know, come to the stakeholder meetings, reach out to us, and we want to hear the dreams. I mean, I think we want to have the community, as this process unfolds, to have as much fun as we are, you know, and dreaming is the funnest part. Look, if you're a developer, the funnest part is the very front end. The rest of it is a grind. And so let's have some fun together in this community as we dream big about this community's biggest asset and biggest opportunity.
Shannon.
I would say, and I'm borrowing Dan Morrow's word the other night at the city council meeting, but I would say this is an invitation to join a journey that we believe will translate into an outcome that a decade from now we'll all stand around and say, we're helping to reach the highest and best potential of this property. And that will be a shared accomplishment and it will be heavily utilized by our community and all who visit Reading.
Again, my friends, and is become a part of this.
Get involved.
Don't sit back and snipe at it.
Yeah.
And not get down there and say, well, I'm concerned about this. because it may be, I know it's hard to believe, but it could be, is that something that these, you know, that people are developing hadn't thought of. I'm concerned about this, so they can take that and take your input. Or I think this would be great, you know, this kind of venue over here, since it is going to be a lot of open area down there, is get involved with this because it's will have an impact, a significant, I think, positive impact on our city. Our, you know, as what Danny said, he would love for his six-month-old daughter to come back here after going to college, and who knows, a university could be here if that's what she chose, and then to come back here. And that's what we've got to be thinking, in my opinion. So
well, thank you
involved.
For joining us today. Yeah. It's a beautiful way to
it
close our
the
Friday.
Last time.
Optimism. Like I said, be involved and make it a great day. You know, let's keep those people who are in the harm's way of these fires in our prayers. Do random acts of kindness today, everyone, and think about thanking our firefighters and our first responders. Without them, we would not have a safe community. They are in harm's way at this moment as we talk, trying to help save structures as well as our wildlife and our fires. So thank you for joining us, the two of
and
you.
And over at Wind River Resort and Casino, celebrate Native American Day at the river today. They're serving